Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb. Like I said, we had 2 days off earlier this week, so we are back. It's loaded with good, bad, and dumb. Let's get to the good of the day.
Okay. I might be in the minority here.
Go ahead.
In fact, I feel like I'm going to be, and I could get some hate mail.
Oh, I like this.
Right, but I'm a fan of the pitch clock.
I am too.
There was a video that just kept appearing on my timeline, and it was Jose Altuve running the bases on an inside the park home run. Right.
Right.
From in the past, not during spring training, and the whole thing was, how many times can he make it around in real-time video? They didn't speed this up. How many times can he make it around before Javi Baez throws a pitch? Was it Javi Baez? No, Javier. Somebody throws a pitch to David Ross during the 2016 World Series. And Jose Altuve made it around, I think it was 4 times.
See, that's what I like about it. Yeah. They're talking about how... just in spring training, they're getting a small metric. You know, so there will obviously be different. You know, they're hoping it's going to be the same in the regular season, but they're saying games are way down in terms of.
Why well, that? You know, everyone's like, I've heard some people complain, like, who wants a 2-hour game? And I'm like, yeah. I do. I mean, I do. God, you know, these 4-hour marathon baseball games that are 1-0, and it hasn't been defensively, you know, a defensive game. It was just because, you know, pitchers were taking their time and, you know, the batters are taking their time. And it's like that got out of control.
Yeah. When I was younger and I was starting, I wanted to do this for a living, I kind of had a dream, like a lot of people, of being a baseball announcer, right? I loved baseball and I kind of wanted to do it. And as I got older, I realized I didn't want to do baseball at all. When I had tried it, I just couldn't do it. I'm a fast talker. I kind of like action. And I didn't have all the stories that you need to fill time. And I just didn't want to spend my time trying to find more stories to tell in between pitches.
Yeah.
I just didn't do it. I didn't have the scullyness of a timeless story that I could. I just did not like the dead time in baseball. And there was plenty of it. Now it's like you can do this because the game is going to speed up a little bit. It's going to give you some pop, some action. I'm good, man. I like it.
I'm not seeing anything wrong with it. That's the problem, right?
Yeah. Now, would you allow the World Series, the pitch clock to be extended so that the World Series, like pitchers who come in, like, all right, this is World Series, or would you say no? It's the rules. We don't do the shot clock differently in the NBA.
Yeah, no, I think by that time you're kind of used to it.
Yeah.
I would hate though for a World Series to end on a strike call.
I hope that
because the batter didn't come into the box.
I hope there's some adjustment to that, but it's a rule, right?
And
a rule should be punished if it's. You can't just say it's a rule, but if you do it, if you don't do it, we won't do anything.
I want it to be treated the same way like goalies. In soccer, you know, the rule is that you can only, like a goalie can only hold on to the ball for about 8-10 seconds.
Right.
Then he has to get rid of it. And you see that bent all the time, but it's up to the discretion of the ref. You know, maybe there's something going on. You know, if it doesn't look like he's stalling for time, you know, then I think you let it play on.
Yeah, you could give a little bit of a warning in those
situations. But, I mean, you know,
the box, or I'm going to call this.
I know, you know baseball players are superstitious. I can't stand why a batter will go into the box, take a ball, they could take a called ball pitch, step out of the box, and readjust everything.
I know. Nomar Garciaparra was famous for that.
Yeah.
15, 20 different steps before he got back in.
I know. And it's just like, I'm like, okay. I get it. You're superstitious, but you know, did you just do one thing that led to another thing? You're like, well, I got to combine these two. Well, now I got to combine these three. Well, I got to do these four. It's like, okay, that's you're getting to the point of ridiculous now.
The NBA does it on the free throw line. You can't sit at the free throw line forever.
Yeah,
you can't sit. You can't stand there and do. Oh no, hold on. I got a 20 second routine of doing these 15 different things. You go, no. You have a certain amount of time. When I give you the ball, you got to shoot that free throw. You can do whatever you want until that time, but you got to shoot that free throw. You can't be there forever.
I mean, tennis players, you know, they.
Yeah.
Rafael Nadal has a whole routine that he does, and it's the same exact routine all the time, but he's like shortened it to like he can complete his routine in like 5-6 seconds.
Yep. They give warnings out to golfers on the PGA Tour. You better get moving. Like we're not kidding around. Like, you can't spend 15 minutes lining up your shot. So, yeah, good. I'm a fan of it, too. I'm interested to see time games. I know you are, too. I like throwing baseball games on, like, in the summertime.
Yeah.
Like, I watch a lot of Braves games here. I like throwing the Braves on. I just sometimes go, sometimes I'll be done with my stuff, and I'll be like, it's still the seventh inning. And I'm ready to go. Like,
right.
You know. It's like,
well, you know, and then what's worse, though, is that when you've had the game on, you think a whole lot of times elapsed. You look at the TV, and it's like, this game's only in the fourth?
Yeah, I know.
Hasn't it been 3 hours already? Exactly. And that's the problem that I have, was that, you know, I like baseball, but there is a moment where you do reach that point of ridiculousness where it's just – you know, the pitcher is doing all these different things. I mean, this one video, like, really, like, summed it up perfectly. Jose Altuve literally ran around all four bases, or, you know, all that time, about four times before the pitch was thrown.
God, it's crazy. Crazy. All right, what's the bad of the day?
Bad of the day. Louisville's basketball season.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It's terrible. They have four wins on the season, but this is a bad kind of mixed with a little bit of good. Maybe it's poetic justice. I don't know. Uh-huh. But during their final home game, which I believe was against Syracuse, there was a really funny moment that kind of summed up their season. They had a frisbee-catching dog on the court.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Who paused his routine to take a dump on the court.
Oh, come on. Really?
So a lot of people are pointing out, like, sums up the season right there.
Come on. That now let's be. Let's
he
be
started.
Real.
He you know he was doing his routine. Then he started he squatted down like he was doing. The trainer could not run out there fast enough because a little something something was left behind before frisbee catching dog could be carried off the court.
Like why? If you're in charge of that, why aren't you not making sure the dog is relieved? Isn't there a way to do that?
Tony, sometimes you just gotta go.
Yeah, but I mean, when you train dogs and you're a show dog, like, they don't worry about that at the Westminster Dog Show. There's an eating schedule, and they kind of have that down. Know your dog's time.
Yeah.
Train the dog not to go whenever it
or
wants.
Or maybe he was paid to do that. Like, you know, hey, maybe we need something to sum up this season.
Maybe so.
Have the dog do it on the floor, on the court.
You are totally right. The Cardinals.
There's poetry. In
yeah,
that.
There might be some.
But yeah, 4-26. I mean, that's not the Louisville basketball we know.
No, it isn't. I mean, again, it's been a while since they won that championship that kind of got vacated back in 2013, and they are long removed from the Rick Pitino era that ended in, 2017? But Chris Mack is gone, and then I can't remember the name of the guy that's the head coach now. I think it's Kenny Payne, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to look it up. But they're not. No, they stink. They're pretty bad. So, all right. What's the dumb of the day?
Dumb of the day is right up your alley, especially most recently up your alley. But we need to know the name Jeff Wrights.
Jeff Wrights. Okay.
Yes, because he was officially awarded a Guinness World Record yesterday for visiting Disneyland nearly 3,000 consecutive days.
Yeah, that's like 8 years.
Yeah, he went 2,995 consecutive days and was only derailed because of the closing of Disneyland during COVID.
So maybe they could give him a buzz. Like, maybe they could reword it that is as long as it was open, he went.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, well, I don't know if he stopped.
Oh, did he stop?
He might have stopped like after COVID.
Year.
Yeah, COVID was.
Did they close that park down for
about
a year?
Just about,
so
yeah.
So they opened the one in Florida sooner. Then they want the one in Anaheim, but
yep. And I know that they're making it harder and more expensive to get into Disneyland. I think that's to recoup the money that they lost.
Yeah, no kidding.
But no, I mean, I don't know, 3,000 straight times. That's a lot of Disney.
There was I heard of. I shouldn't say no because I don't know him, but I heard of there was a lawyer who lived in Southern California, and he had a quote unquote office where he would take his work to Disneyland every day, and he had a bench near one of the rides, and that's where he did his office work. He would just go in there and just, that's what I like. I just like people watching, and I like just sitting at this table, and I get a little drink and stuff, and I do my work on my computer, and I'm good.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun. It's like I didn't want to do, if I'm going to do work on the laptop in an office, a stuffy office, this was like no clients, no nothing, just paperwork. He's like, I just went to Disneyland. He's like, that's where I'm going to do the paperwork. So I'm like, just instead of typing on a laptop and on a desk, when I do it at a nice table back when the crowds were manageable. And he's like, I'm not doing it. I just go there, enjoy the music, the fun.
Yeah. We'll
get a snack and do my paperwork there.
I mean,
that's where he had his office hours.
I think I would get sick of it, but I could have a corn dog every day.
Yeah, why not?
Because those corn dogs, there's like a little bit of crack in those corn dogs, I think.
That's very true. I agree completely. All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue. It's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio.